Every month, we pull out another story from Malcolm Wilson's Humans of Central Appalachia series, visits with hundreds of people all around the region. Appalachians, by and large, have a deep and abiding sense of place, and we've found that if you listen closely to these stories, you hear something of yourself in them. And that brings us to
Katina Haynes. I live in Cumberland, Kentucky.
In her day job, Katina Haynes is the CEO of the Kaywood Ledford Boys and Girls Club in Harlan, and she's very devoted to her work. But this story goes deeper. It's about roots, deep ones.
I live in now the same house I grew up in, and the same house that my father was literally born in, and it's been in our family since 1921.
So how would you describe that? What was it like growing up in the mountains?
Growing up in the mountains was a very comfortable experience. Everyone knew each other. You know, you could rely on your neighbors and your friends, and whenever someone died, you took them food, and everyone just looked out for each other and took care of each other, and you didn't have to worry. And I played out on the streets until dark. I rode my bicycle for miles and miles, and my parents never worried that anything would happen to me. I knew I was taken care of.
Life was good, even when you take into account the occasional traumatic experience.
My grandmother bought me chickens for Easter, and we had a little outbuilding, and these chickens, you know, we didn't live on a farm. I lived in town, but these chickens, we raised them in this outbuilding, and I named them, and I went outside every day to feed them, and being a townie, I guess I never made the correlation of where my food came from, and one day I went outside to feed my chickens, and they were gone. And as I said, my granny lived across the yard from me, and I looked in the window, and there's my little frail, tiny grandma with a chicken, holding onto a chicken, wringing its neck, just like, you know. And we had chicken that night for supper, but I went about, I don't know, 6 years without eating chicken again after that.
Katina was close to her grandmother, who was Old Regular Baptist.
If you're not familiar with Old Regular Baptist religion, like, it's really... It is truly Appalachian and just a huge part of Appalachia and my growing up. But they start services at about 10 o'clock in the morning and go until about 2 o'clock in the evening. And they have 7 or 8 preachers. And, you know, it's hellfire and brimstone. And they're full of energy. And you know, they have handkerchiefs to wipe the sweat off just because they're, you know, I mean, they have to tag team the preaching. It's so intense. And I'd go to church with her, and they'd have foot washings, and everybody would just wash each other's feet. And I think that's really indicative of Appalachia, because that's what you do for each other. I mean, you're not afraid to get down and help each other on whatever level. And then there would be dinner on the ground, and it was just, you know, all of these Appalachian cooks brought all these wonderful dishes, and we would eat and feast and fellowship with each other.
Years passed, people kept saying, there's nothing to do here. You have to get out.
I heard it from other kids. I heard it from adults, you know, adults who lived here. It wasn't ever the people who had left. It was the people who were still here who just kept saying, there's nothing here. There's nothing here for you. You need to go.
So Katina left for Danville and Center College.
I had a government professor, and the very first day of class in government, he started talking about Eastern Kentucky and Harlan County and saying that it was the third world of the United States. And he would talk about, he said there are, you know, tour buses that take people to Harlan County to look at the poverty. And, you know, I don't know if he never had a student from Harlan County or what, but I was absolutely floored. And, you know, my little hand went straight up, and I said, excuse me, I live in Harlan County, and I, you know, I don't recall ever seeing tour buses of people coming in to view the poverty. And that was my first experience of how other people viewed us. And you know, how heartbreaking when you come from a family that you love and a community that you love, and to go somewhere else and just know that people have this really terrible view of you. And I have a master's degree. My husband has a master's degree. He's a librarian. You know, we're educated. We have plumbing and windows and you know, floors in our homes. And just for people to generalize an entire community and kind of discount them as a whole because they view them as uneducated and impoverished is really disheartening.
During those years, Katina often felt that tug of home and often, whenever she could, made the 2.5-hour trek back to Harlan County. And to something that we hear time and again from the people of Appalachia who have left and returned.
It was like a hug. It was like, you know, there's mountains all around and it's just comforting and just, you know, kind of cradling me in a way.
It turns out that, like many of us, for Katina Haynes, being in the middle of nowhere is being very much in the middle of somewhere. And that thing that she had once heard so often about getting out of Harlan and finding a life in the city.
Now that I'm back here, I think, where did they come up with that at? Why is that the mindset? Because there's all kinds of stuff to do here. And I get really angry and aggravated when people say there's nothing for kids to do here. Because there's so much to do because we just have a huge playground. We have God's playground here. There are mountains and streams and hiking trails and plenty of places to bike and explore. And it just saddens me when people say there's nothing to do here.
So, besides the mountains and the less manic pace of daily life, what is it about Appalachia?
It's just a love and a respect and a sense of community and a sense of family that everyone here, even if you don't know that person, you're still somehow connected to them. You have like this magical connection to other people in Appalachia.
There's this one event in particular that, when it happens, makes everyone pause for a moment in a very real display of that thoughtfulness.
Around here, when someone dies, anywhere, you know, in Harlan County or Eastern Kentucky, you don't have to know that person. If you're driving down the road and there's a funeral procession coming by, you pull off the road. You just pull off the road out of respect until the procession is over. And, you know, when I'm somewhere else and there's a funeral procession and people are buzzing by, like, that's so unnatural for me, you know, just to not show that kind of respect to someone.
It's a little-known side of Appalachian life, and the fact that it is unrecognized is something that Katina can't quite shake.
I think what drives me crazy is when the media comes in and they don't do an equal representation of what's going on in Appalachia.
So what if she could take charge of a network news operation? What would Katina Haynes do?
A few years ago, Diane Sawyer came in and did this really dirty expose of Eastern Kentucky, and there was no positivity to it at all. It was all negative, and the people that she interviewed, I mean, it was like she went out and looked for these people. And I'm not saying that these folks don't exist. There are toothless people in Appalachia, and there are toothless people everywhere, and you can find them if you look for them. But she didn't go and, you know, we have neighborhoods with million-dollar homes in them, and we have a lot of wealth here, and we have a lot of intelligence here, and that is underrepresented. And I think that if I had control of a major news network, I would go into the neighborhoods and show these homes and interview, you know, the doctors and the attorneys and the professionals in Appalachia and just try to do an equal representation across the board.
Katina Haynes has been with the Boys and Girls Club of Harlan for 15 years now. She's seen a lot. There was a year not too long ago when 20% of the kids coming to the club were from homes where both parents had died of drug overdoses. Now, she says it's gotten a lot better since then. She and her staff have been doing a lot of educating about opioids and teaching kids that prescription drugs can be as harmful as they are helpful. It's part of the Smart Moves program of the Boys and Girls Club of America. It's hard work, but good work.
I think I just want to pass on what my parents passed on to me, is that you take care of each other and you take care of the earth that you're on, and that's the legacy that I want to leave, is just a love of art and a love of nature and love for each other.
If you'd like to take a peek at what Katina is up to these days, go online to I Am The Proof. That's all one word, IamTheProof.club. Katina Haynes of Harlan, Kentucky. She's among the more than 400 people across Central Appalachia interviewed for this series by Malcolm Wilson of Blackie, Kentucky. And we thank Malcolm for his hard work.